This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get your shit together. Get it all together and put it in a backpack. All your shit, so it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together. Get your shit together.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle. I am joined, as always, by the one, the only Rubber City Red Beard. For the first time today. How you doing, Red Beard?
Oh man. Oh, MacBook Pros, am I right?
Right?
Yeah.
So we recorded like 20 minutes of the show already, and then all of a sudden in the MacBook, I started getting a thing called the Beach Ball of Doom, and the MacBook, it crashed out. It just shit on me after like 5 minutes
of Beach Ball. I've never met a Beach Ball that wasn't fun. I don't understand it.
So, you know, kick the computer back on, hoping everything's good. I open up the Logic Pro, and it asks me, do you want to go from your last save file? Which I didn't save. I didn't do a save on it, right? Because it's not a thing I do during recording. I save it as soon as we're done recording.
Yeah.
But it had the auto saved, and I was like, fuck yeah. And it was like, hey, it was just saved, you know, half hour ago. I'm like, shit, yeah, that's gotta be fine. But apparently it auto saved before
I started recording.
And so when I opened it back up, there was nothing there. And so that got eliminated, so we're back at it. Chris Cornell and Ativan, am I right?
Yeah, we already talked about all that.
Yep.
Now we're going to talk about that again.
We don't have to. Chris Cornell, the family saying that he's taking Ativan, and that's what led to what happened, sadly, recently to him.
Ativan fucking sucks. It sucks. It's fucking, I don't even know why doctors prescribe that shit. Smoke down on some fucking heavy indica and throw the pills away.
Right. Smoke a little bit of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give yourself a nice sativa. That's what it's there for. It'll give you that little pep that you need.
Or pepping your step.
Yeah, the creativity and the focus, and you find the right strain for yourself. Just smoke some weed.
Got to wind down at the end of the day?
I've had like dudes just be like, yeah, man, fuck yeah, dude. It's just like weed and coke. Like, they'll, like, add on an extra little thing that they have to let you know that they're way into.
No.
It's like, no, dude. Just weed.
Nothing but just weed.
Right.
Leave all the other bullshit alone.
Just weed and crack cocaine.
No.
All right.
No. You'll never fucking suck dick for weed, man.
It's like my tattoo says, weed and smack, right?
No.
That's right there.
Just weed. You'll never go wrong. Mm. You'll never go wrong. You know, look, if you had that shit, I talked about it before, the shit, it was called Short Bus.
Yeah.
And it was this super heavy ass fucking indica, and you could not, you hit it twice, you couldn't stay awake past 15 minutes. Like, you hit this shit twice, sit down on a couch, you were going to sleep.
Yeah.
You were not going to stay awake. It is not going to happen. It was a straight sedative. And that's coming from a fucking an organic plant. You know, completely organic. And nothing else. And all these other people are just fucking eating pills and, you know, trying to calm themselves down or to get some sleep and doing all this other shit. No, man. Just hit this bowl twice. Eat half this brownie. You know, eat four of these gummies. Like,
just weed and meth, dude.
No! Just weed, bro.
Just weed and meth.
Weed, bro.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
So what the fuck's for real? For real, what the fuck is going on with the rock? Is this going to happen for real? I mean, about we're pushing for it.
We started it. We're the ones that started it.
100%. 100%. Check your facts. We started it.
Fact check.
We ran the story before GQ.
According to what show was he on the other night?
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon. He's talking to him. Oh, I keep kicking his bottle over.
It's okay.
If you watch the interview, he's definitely going to run.
Yeah.
He's going to run.
100%.
It's gonna happen. And he's going to win. He's going to win. Rock 2020.
The hardest working man in the world.
He's going to win. That's going to be beautiful. Oh. I can't wait until this happens.
Did you notice how he slipped into, he let you, the voter, know that he's pro-weed? Told a little weed joke.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, oh, Rock. That was just, that was his.
It was a good little, wink, wink, wink. Hey, by the way, all you medical marijuana, recreational marijuana, wink, wink.
Yeah. I can't help but feel like everybody's going to be physically fit as fuck within the first couple years of his presidency.
Yeah.
Like, and somehow, miraculously, he'll be everywhere in attendance at all times.
He's like God.
Just like God. God's even like, hey, Rock, you want to change God's name to the Rock?
Is we have to make it through 4 years. We got just like the Rock said, we got 3.5 years.
It's a long time.
A long time.
To get together.
He's going to run.
A campaign.
But it is a long time. Mm-hmm. And without using nuclear weapons.
Right.
So we have to get to the next election without burning this bitch to the ground first.
The Rock won't let it
happen. Well, there's nothing he can do about it right now.
He could do something.
What?
He could fucking drop a people's elbow on Donald Trump while he's asleep.
But then you have Pence.
Hit Pence,
waiting.
Too.
Waiting.
Dude, The Rock could take out both Pence and Trump easily.
He's waiting right behind The Rock.
The steel chair.
He's going to stunner him.
Oh.
As soon as he turns around, he's going to boom, bow.
But only Stone Cold uses the stunner as a finish, so...
Stone Cold, Austin 3:16.
Yeah.
Mike Pence, Bible freak. Yeah. John 3:16.
But Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
But John 3:16 says something else about God.
Stone Cold's got the Rock's back.
I can't even recite that Bible verse. that's like a famous one. I can't even recite that one.
The Rock even came up with a campaign slogan already where... More poise, less noise.
Yeah. He was sitting there talking. And then he throws it out there, and I was like, oh, he's already got a slogan.
I love that Jimmy Fallon's like, so there's this story, this crazy story about you maybe running for president. The audience is like, yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! And he's just sitting there smiling beautifully like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It was the way he said thank you. Like, you can tell. He's like, thank you. I am going to run. Thank you.
The Rock's like the dude that probably knew the names of every single person in the audience.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you, Michael. Thank you,
Steve,
Michelle.
Jason. Jimmy.
You guys.
Always watching. You smell what The Rock's cooking. Yes. The Rock is so charismatic. It's so wonderful that Jessica and I... We spent an entire vacation, like, I'm talking ridiculous amounts of money to go to Miami to see The Rock pin John Cena alongside 72,000 other people.
1, 2, 3.
We traveled and we took our son. We said, you need to go see Dwayne The Rock Johnson pin this sucker, John Cena. You need to see it in person. And we're going to go crazy. I have video. Evan did not want John Cena to lose. So I'm recording the end of the match on the phone. And I get the one, the two, the three. And you see Evan just like, just pouty face. And then I flip the camera back onto me and I'm just screaming. You're like,
woo! Ah! Ah! My kid's a loser! Woo!
The Rock did that. I spent so much money and so much energy on this trip with my wife. We did that just to see Dwayne Johnson in his underwear pinning John Cena.
You got to you spent all that money to go watch the next president of the United States.
I'm saying pin, like, that guy
John Cena.
That guy packed 72,000 people into that place just on his name alone. We spent money, spent an entire vacation around The Rock. That's the power that The Rock has. Like, he's bigger than WrestleMania.
Like I said before, he's never had a bad thing said about him, right?
Right.
And he's got all kinds of money and the popularity. Everybody knows who he is. I really think, like, next election, you can literally throw a chicken up against Donald Trump and a chicken will win. So it's the smart move. If he throws his hat in the ring, he wins. It's like almost by default.
Yeah.
That Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be your next president.
And I don't think this is, I don't even think it has anything to do with Donald Trump. I feel like this has been the plan the entire time. It's like you're saying, there's never been a bad thing said about The Rock.
Right.
So even going back to pro wrestling, these guys get drunk and do these wrestling shoots for $200. Drugs. They talk shit. They talk shit on everybody. They reveal all the truths. You never hear anybody be like, well, then The Rock was shooting some needles in my ass and we went down to the bar and we both fucked this one big bitch together on the pool table. John Cena did that. And so, like, you never hear that about The Rock. You never hear anything about, like, well, The Rock fucked me over and The Rock and this and that. The worst story was when he hit Mick Foley in the head with a steel chair 17 times. They had a little bit of a beef. But then The Rock, of course, just being the fucking Rock, it was just like,
hey, I'll buy a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, Mick. I love you. You're one of my best friends. I love you. And Mick's like, I love you too, Rocky. And then they're fine.
Yeah.
They're good together. Rock and sock connection. But you never hear any wrestlers talking shit on him. In the movie world, everybody's like, he shows up early. He's always got a positive attitude. He's always working his ass off, doing everything he can. He does. He legit remembers everybody's names.
Because he cares, because he gives a shit. This is a guy that, like, he cares about everybody around him and his environment.
Yeah.
And the effect that he has on everybody around him.
TMZ's never once been like, Dwayne Johnson just found passed out outside of nightclub after fighting P. Diddy.
It's like, Dwayne Johnson was just, we got videotape from earlier today, Dwayne Johnson running out of a building with 10 babies. The building was on fire.
Right.
His babies rescued.
His ex-wife is his business manager, and she, like, runs an entire production company with him.
Yeah, when you got the fucking trust of...
The ex is like, I think he's the best in the world.
And he's like, I trust her, my ex, with all my finances and my business
shit. Everything. Yeah. Just all of it.
Good dude.
It's just watching it unfold and feeling like, holy shit, this is going to happen. Adam Carolla was referencing Idiocracy, talking about Terry Crews being the president. Then you got The Rock about to be the president. And like, oh, but then he goes on to say, like, I'd vote for The Rock.
Right. But we've joked about Idiocracy for the past, you know, eight years, 10 years, whatever. But it's like, you know, Terry Crews was the stereotypical jock, wrestler, stupid, machine guns and fucking, you know, big trucks.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's not, he's a smart dude, and he's not just a wrestler. So, you can compare it to that, but.
Dwayne Johnson's on some next level shit, dude.
We're about to have some world peace in this bitch.
He's on some next level shit. I can't believe that. It's like, for real, it's kind of surreal, dude. Like, it's kind of surreal just seeing all the buzz, and I'm like, oh. Because I've seen wrestling enough to know what, like, a slow burn story is. And I'm like, he's dropping all the subtleties to tell this beautiful story that's going to end, and WrestleMania will be the election in 2020, right?
Yeah.
And so by the time you get up to the actual match, it's like, oh my God, you're so invested in it over the next 3 years. Like, he's dropping it. He's starting the story now. Oh, Dwayne. I can't believe it's happening.
So we're going to head up the campaign here in Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Pretty sure we're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for fucking sure, man. Shit. You want to play a mashup?
Yeah!
Hey, everybody, we're going to do a mashup here. It's going to be a classic heavy metal.
Wow, zing, zowie.
Over a little bit of a pop music, maybe some hip-hop music. Stuff you'd hear on the radio mixed with stuff you're probably not going to hear on the radio. It's Keeping It 99's weekly mashup. Did you laugh? Did you like it? Did you dance a little bit? That's what we're bringing you here every week on Keeping It 99.
Wacky.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Yes,
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
So, Brady Lake, the village that I live by in Kent, Brady Lake, Ohio. The people in Brady Lake voted a couple weeks ago to end Brady Lake.
How do you do that?
They said, we're done with this shit. Look, seriously, Brady Lake has the worst roads I've ever seen. Like, you have to drive 1 mile an hour down these roads or you're going to fuck your car up. Like, it's fucking insane how bad these roads are. And these are roads that, like, houses are just lying down. And these people live in this fucking neighborhood. And, like, they just, the cops have a brand new fucking cop car. I seen the dude driving a fucking SUV the other day. Had to have been a $40,000 fucking SUV. And these roads are just shit. And cops are fucking constantly pulling people over right there. Dude, this is a section. I've cussed out some Brady Lake cops. I love cussing out some Brady Lake cops. If they give me the opportunity to fucking get them, I'm going to get them. The one guy was almost going to get it one night, but I actually had a headlight out, so I was like, all right, you got me. You're like my buddy didn't tell me he had a headlight out, because I was driving my buddy's car. So, yeah, they voted to end the village. So either Kent is going to pick it up or Ravenna is going to pick it up. They haven't decided on what to do with it yet.
Shared joint custody is out of the question.
Yeah, right? We get them through the week. You get them on the weekends. Every other weekend. And 3 weeks into summer. So, yeah, these cops, I don't think Brady Lake cops are around anymore. I've seen the dude driving around one day, but usually you see him parked up there all the time trying to fucking get people speeding.
Yeah.
And that's these fucking shitbags. They sit there, and they'll catch somebody doing 7 miles an hour over the speed limit, 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, and they won't be able to pull out in time, right? So then when they actually pull out, they have to catch up to them by a certain point, or else they can't pull them over, right? They can only go so far down into Kent. And it's like, I think Sheets is the cutoff point. And so these fucking dudes, they stopped me walking down the road one night because I was wearing black. It was 1 a.m. and I was wearing black. So that gave them the right to stop me. And that was probably the worst choice that dude made that night. Because I fucking let him have it. Verbal beatdown.
Finish him.
Commenced on that cop.
Welcome to Brady Lake, motherfucker.
Hey, how you doing? I was doing fine until you stopped me. You got your ID on you? Can I see your ID? You want to pull that out for me? No.
No, I don't.
No, you don't have your ID? Or no, you're not going to pull it out? No, I'm not going to pull it out. Well, why is that? Because I'm not going to play this game. What game is that? The one you're playing right now.
Yeah.
The fishing game. Play your game, copper! I got friends that are cops, bitch. I know how your fucking job works. And you ain't doing it well. Take some pride in your fucking badge, son. Take some pride in that uniform that you're wearing. And you fucking do your job. I get it, bro. I get it. You're in a small town. You've got nothing to do and there's nothing fucking place. Oh, you'd be surprised. No, I fucking wouldn't. Crime is literally across the street at the motel where people fucking do meth, cook meth, and fuck for meth. You can just park your car in that parking lot. Crime solved in Brady Lake. Done. You fucking assholes knew that our buddy, Rich Griggs, was drinking at a party in Brady Lake in view of the police station. Right? You can see the house from the police station. Hours later, Rich sleeps, gets up 6 hours later, gets in his car, and drives away. They waited for him. They knew he was there, and they watched that house all night, and they fucking waited for somebody to leave 6 hours after the fucking fact, and they fucking pulled him over, and he still blew. He wasn't drunk, but he still fucking blew. Got popped. Brady Lake. So.
That's a wonderful commercial for Brady Lake.
Death of Brady Lake.
Yeah.
They're no longer. I was going to steal the sign. They had this big, cool, big wooden Brady Lake sign.
Yeah.
I was going to steal it.
Oh.
And then somebody else stole it. I was like, damn it.
You got there. There was already like a lineup of just people like, oh.
Somebody beat me to my thievery.
Do you haven't had the time?
Oh! When you look at my watch. Mm-hmm. I'm glaring.
Is it your yokai watch?
It's my yokai watch. That thing is huge.
Giant size.
It was giant. It was funny about that day is that, you know, because he wanted one.
Yeah.
And then I stopped at Walmart to get some food, and I went back in the clearance aisle, dude. Two of them sitting there. One of them, like, the package was all ripped up and shit, and the other one was perfect. $5.
You're like, shit.
I spent $5 on a $20 yokai watch, yo.
Yeah, after you left, he told me, he's like, so do I get a watch then? I'm like,
it was perfect timing. It was perfect timing. Like, I couldn't even believe that there was one in the clearance aisle just chilling there for $5. But no better time than then. So, yeah.
Except for this time right now.
Which is, you know.
Badass Band of the Week! Yo! This is a pretty interesting one because I don't know too much about this band other than I just saw them perform at a bowling alley.
Nice.
And they effed S up, my friend.
Ah, see what you did there.
They absolutely
freshly sweetened it up. They freshly sweetened it.
I'm talking about a band out of Akron called Black the Sun.
Tell me about them.
Yeah, I asked you because you worked the door at the outpost. You worked security for years.
I'm not going to say that I don't know who they are. I'm not going to say that I've never seen them.
But you will say that you know Black and Sun are common names.
And the word the.
The.
Yeah. So it's possible that I know who they are. I don't know. I don't know.
These cats have been doing this now for a few years. And
these like older cats, younger cats?
They're like younger cats. And when I got to meet their singer and the bass player.
Okay.
And their bass player, this is how metal this band is. Their bass player the night before pulled some stunt from jumping from like a fan or the top of a van to a roof.
Yeah, they're like 23.
Yeah. And he ended up having to get like 10 stitches in his bicep.
That's a bad place to get cut, bro.
And then he had to play a show that night. And so he's just showing it off, like, check this bad motherfucker right there. And Trip, they're telling the story, and Trip, I'm with there with a good friend, our good buddy Trip. Trip just yells, "Metal!" We had so much fun watching these guys perform live. Like, they put on such a fun show. They know their shit. They're musically tight, and I say that with respect. It's not tight, like,
yeah, it's not,
you
yeah,
sounded tight, it. But like really it's for like a slight. Their singer Dion, this guy's got the kind of range. He's charismatic. We were talking about The Rock. This guy's got a lot of charisma. The entire band does. Like, they are all performers.
Hmm.
They're not just dudes standing there just like hoping that they get their next note right. They are all motherfucking performers. There's almost like I'm trying to think of another. I can't really think of another band to compare it to. The guitar players look like they could be a Mastodon. I'll say that right now.
Because they look guitarists. Like they're fucking old and on crack.
No. Like, they look like a young Mastodon. Like, they look like they should be brothers and that they listen to Neurosis together.
I just Googled Black the Sun.
Yeah.
And it's like Black Sun Lodge and Black Hole Sun.
Black the Sun.
God damn it.
Won't you come? Black the Sun. They should cover Black Hole Sun and call it Black the Sun.
Yeah.
Black the Sun. Won't you come?
Spend some money on our show.
They're really nice dudes, too. Like, really fucking nice dudes.
Yeah!
They came across so professional. I don't understand why they're not fucking on the road right now. Like, they could jump on the road. They could jump on with any band and follow. They could follow, like, 95% of the bands out there today. They could follow them.
Do these guys have a Facebook?
Yeah, they totally got a Facebook.
I can't find it.
Black the Sun.
That's all like Black.
It's at Black the Sun Music.
Black the Sun Facebook on Google. Nothing.
Yeah.
What is it? Black the Sun at... Mm.
Black the Sun Music.
Show me a picture of these dudes.
Yes, sir.
Show me a picture of these bros.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Look at them partying. Their pictures on Facebook are a lot of them partying.
Oh, yeah, I know who that dude is. Oh, yeah, I know. That's Dion, yeah. I know Dion.
Yeah, you know Dion? Dion!
That's funny. Yeah, I know those dudes, man. Yeah, they're cool. That's funny.
Yeah, dude, I got to talk with Dion and I talked with the best player.
So I do know who the badass band of the week is. That's fucking sweet. Dion, I got it.
So you know the guys in Black the Sun.
Apparently I do know those guys. Awesome, cool. Do you have a song picked out?
I don't. I do have their brand new EP, though.
In fact.
Is it right there?
It's right here.
Oh, yeah. That's the motherfucking shit right there. So that's how EP should come.
Yeah, they gave me the EP.
Is that duct tape?
Yeah, it's duct tape like in, yeah, it's duct tape and just like paper.
Yeah.
Actual
that's
paper.
That's legit how EPs should come. This is how.
This is some bands DIY.
Should be fucking giving their EPs out.
On a blank CDR.
A fucking lesson from these guys.
Yes.
On how to merch, bitches.
That's it.
Duct tape. That's beautiful, man.
That's it. They just, they had some nice young lady who was just walking around, just handing them out. And it wasn't even like a matter of, would you like one of these? She's like, that's
here.
Yours. That's yours. You will all get into the cars. You will put the CDs on simultaneously. And it's surround sound. We will rock Barberton together in sync.
And we were like, all right. We're going to do that.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a good time.
That's how you get me to keep from throwing it on the ground.
Like, yeah.
If you tell me not to. You are going to listen to that. All right.
That is now your property, your responsibility.
You're right. I'm going to listen to that.
Absolutely. They have a video for a song up on their Facebook right now called Face Facker.
All right.
Like, fact.
Fact.
Like, face facker.
Meh, 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 meh. Meh, 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 meh.
Fact. Ah, dude. So, okay. So, you know Dion. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This cat... He's got so much energy. So much energy. He was just walking out into the crowd doing things, like making eye contact with everybody, like shaking hands damn near.
I was saying, he's all about like the scene, the music scene. And
yes.
That's a good choice, man.
Thank you. So yeah, let's play him out with some Black the Sun. Seriously, if you haven't seen this band, go check them the hell out if you see them on the marquee. Because it's fun. It was a rockin' good mother effing time.
Yeah.
I had
a
blast.
Bowling alley nonetheless.
I had a blast. Tripp and I like kept just nudging each other, just like, hey, did you fucking notice like the fill that drummer just fucking did? And we're like, oh, they're all simultaneously headbanging at certain parts, and it doesn't feel like Kiss doing like, you know, the synchronized dances
like,
on purpose.
Or like how most bands do that synchronized jog thing they do.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, stop doing that. That's just, you guys are a walking meme. Fucking kill yourself.
And they do that crab squat thing.
Yes, don't.
They do that too.
Don't.
I don't get it.
No, don't do that. They simultaneously do awesome headbangs. And I was also headbanging at the exact same, and I caught it. I was doing the exact same headbang movements that they were doing.
But you have no hair.
And Tripp is doing the same ones. No, I'm talking like the slow, heavy groove ones where it's like... Dun, 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 dun,
oh, yeah.
Right? And they're all just fucking doing it. And Tripp and I look at Tripp and he's doing it and I'm doing it. And I'm like, we're all in the exact same mode because you can't help but to just feel the music. You just feel it. That's how good these guys are.
We'll feel that shit then.
So here's some Black the Sun.
Yeah!
Go check them out. Go to their Facebook page if you can find them.
I can't find them.
At Black the Sun Music. There's a little spoiler right there. Go like their shit. Go check out, ask them for their new EP. They should put it on Bandcamp. I should have brought it up. Be like, hey, look, I'm an old guy. I know my
people
way around
into,
the internet.
Downloading.
People really like the Bandcamp page. It's a good thing for local bands.
I'll give you a dollar.
Love these dudes. They're my best friends this week. I'm just going to say it. I feel like... We're all besties.
New friends, then.
My name is Eagle.
Till next week, I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Peace.
together.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.